apples are blooming, and that makes me happy to see bees on them, bumblebees. There are a lot of plants blooming right now, the lilacs. And the huckleberries are blooming. And I've been, ever since I was a beekeeper, it has made me especially attentive to both the seasons of blooms and also to the passage of time. And I think farmers, by definition, have to be more in tune with the processes of life and with the passage of time. You know, it even when I was a beekeeper, when I was 25, 26, 27, 30, I was still aware that, well, first off, that many of these flowers bloom for a week. They bloom for a very short time, and 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And, you know, so much of my work is about how this culture is not sustainable because it hyper exploits renewable resources and also is based on non-renewable resources, and any way of life that's based on non-renewable resources won't last. That said, I've also been aware ever since my 20s, and the bees made me aware of this, that on a personal scale, the apple blooms or the dandelion blooms or the willow blooms are a non-renewable resource. And they're not really a resource at all, but the point is that I was aware at 25 that once the apples were done blooming, that's it for that year. And there are only so many times in my life that I will see apples bloom. And there's 3 weeks this year, 3 weeks next year, 3 weeks the year after that. And then they're done for the season. And I think I don't really have a major point with this, except that it is the fundamental point of our individual lives, which is that the flowers bloom and then they stop and then that's it for that year. And if you're working with plants, or if you're working with animals, or if you're working with the soil, or if you're not even working with them, but if you are attending to them, if you are in those spaces, that is literally in your face every day. I think about this because I can turn on a computer and I can at any moment type in the words apple blossom and I can see an apple blossom anytime I want. No, I can see a picture of an apple blossom anytime I want. But in physical reality, this may or may not end up in the final version of this, but it reminds me of a story I read back in my 30s about a young boy who had been taught by his parents, whose parents were, I guess they made a practical, it's a short story, and don't get too mad at the parents because it's just a silly short story, but the parents like to, I don't know why they did this, but the conceit of the story was that the young boy had been told by his father that you have only a certain number of orgasms in your life and then you die. And the boy then would try to keep himself from masturbating. He's a teenager, and he would try to keep himself from masturbating. But finally, one night, he keeps track of how many, and he reaches the number that you're allotted in your life. And finally, he can just not bear it any longer. And he writes his parents a suicide note, leaves it on the table, and then masturbates and goes to sleep. And then is horrified the next morning to wake up and find that he has not, in fact, died. And that story has always stuck with me. And I think that I don't think there's a specific number in your life, but there are seasons. And they're precious. They're precious in our own bodies too. I mean, there comes a time, presumably, when you do have your last orgasm. And there comes a time when, I mean, there certainly has come and passed a time when I did my last high jumping. You know, it used to be that I would, for the fun of it, jump over picnic tables long ways. And now, and it was interesting to watch how this changed in my life. I would first jump over picnic tables long ways. If I came to a fence, I would, without even thinking, jump over it. And then a couple years later, I would think about it and I would jump over it. And then I would think about it and I would crawl under. And then there came a time when I would no longer think about it. And I think the point of all this is that whether it's apple blossoms or orgasms or the ability of one's muscles to help make one jump, it's all really precious.